This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe, a winner.
All right, there's a lot going on right now with this TikTok situation, and so I wanted to pull up the chart of Nancy Pelosi because her comments on the House floor are wild. So here's Nancy Pelosi's natal chart, and I just want to show you that Nancy Pelosi is an Aries sun. And as an Aries, I want to apologize. Sometimes you don't always get great members of your party. So here's Nancy Pelosi as an Aries. Nancy Pelosi is actually going through a Pluto opposition. Pluto is currently in the sign of Aquarius, and her natal Pluto is at 0 degrees of Leo. So she is facing something very deep and transformative in her life, and she's also going through a Saturn-Pluto square. So there's a T-square with Pluto in transit to Aquarius with her natal Saturn in the sign of Taurus to her natal Pluto. So she is kind of, this is generational, but she is definitely meeting something very deep now. And the other thing I want to point out is the upcoming Jupiter-Uranus conjunction that's on April 20th of this year is going to be right on her Uranus, her Venus, and her Mars in the sign of Taurus. So she's going through some big shakeups in her life, even though it doesn't look like it right now. And even though she's supposed to be a public servant, she is a Sagittarius ascendant, which is supposed to be the good for all, justice for all, right? So the thing that I also want to point out is that her sun in Aries, her birthday is the 26th of March. So Nancy Pelosi is actually getting a direct connection to the upcoming lunar eclipse, which is taking place on March the 25th. The moon will be in the sign of Libra in her 10th house of public service and her career. And the sun will be directly aligned with her sun in Aries. So she's going to have... she's having an astrological meet your maker kind of moment this year, and I'm very interested to see what happens with Nancy Pelosi. This TikTok bill is wild, and I want to see what happens when it gets to the Senate. If you care about free speech at all in the United States of America, the First Amendment, this is just a wild thing that we're seeing, because our data is being shared worldwide no matter what we're using, whether we're buying something in Target off of our Target card, or if we're even making a specific purchase at a grocery store. Everything that we ever do, whether it's through TikTok or anything in the US, our data has been used. So the fact that this TikTok ban bill just passed the House of Representatives in Congress is showing us that this app means a lot more to these politicians and to these interest groups that are lobbying against this bill than what meets the eye. People are finding their freedom on this app, being able to pay their bills, learning how to homestead, learning how to utilize permaculture, learning about what's actually going on overseas from a first-person perspective. So the fact that this bill is going through Congress in the way it is showing there is power to the people. And just a reminder, this is also something Nancy Pelosi said recently.
Most of your constituents block the side. Stop the genocide. Stop the Holocaust.
The Democrats want the ceasefire. The Democrats want the ceasefire. The Democrats want the ceasefire.